Okay, our next speaker is Dr. John Clark from the University of Arkansas.
Okay, thanks for the invitation. Dr. Rome, I believe, came up with this notion. A couple of thoughts. First off, there are leaders out there that deal with faculty that are mentoring, and if I mess something up or say something that's incorrect, speak up and correct me. I put in here promotion and tenure, or promotion also. The reason is, usually it goes hand in hand. And if there are any seasoned professionals out there that are wondering about how to go up to the next level, a lot of these same ideas will hold. Now, here are the things that I'm going to talk about today and expand a little bit. I'll let you look at that just a little. It's been a long time since I went up for tenure. Probably what you have to take to get tenure is probably different. How would I know anything about it? Well, you know, like a lot of things, you fool with it, you get to learn things. So being on a promotion and tenure committee and chairing it, reviewing people's packets from around the country. So these are the key things that I think that we need to think about today. I don't have any pictures of getting tenure or not getting tenure. Dr. Lane, you might not get tenure. You'd be one of those pictures about being drunk on Facebook or or your head in a bucket afterward or whatever. So it just came out of the end of my fingers on an airplane somewhere. Sorry, there are no pictures. First off, not to make this dry, but job description. When you go and get a job, it's written down what you're supposed to do. Don't lose that document. Somebody's got a copy. They're going to bring it back up in front of you a lot of times. It says what you're supposed to do. It doesn't say what you think you might want to do. It's what they hired you to do. And this is going to be the basis of your annual evaluation. So what am I talking about here? Something that says 75% research in ornamental woody plants and production. I don't think I'd get over here and get tangled up with petunias or go fooling with blackberries. I would go do what that says. If it says 25% teaching, you better find out what that 25% is and do that. Don't be wandering off into things that don't count. This will be the common document that's examined in the tenure process, particularly by, now think about the big picture. First off, your colleagues. If you're in a small department, maybe they know exactly what you were hired for, but some of them are old and they forget what you were hired for. And some of them are thinking about different stuff. College and university promotion and tenure committees, they don't know who you are. And so they're going to look at what is the job description? What was this person hired to do? And then they're going to look over here and say, did they teach? And how does their teaching look? 70% research appointment, three referee publications. It doesn't matter what department you're in, they're going to look at that document. And the bosses. You may have a dean or a director or something that's in place when you're hired, and then they're long gone when you come along. They're just going to look and say, who is this? And they were hired to do what? So make sure you watch that. I mentioned on these different steps of this, mistakes seen. First and the foremost I've seen is veering off appointment duties. Now, if you got a good department head, they'll nip that in the bud. Any of you Andy Griffith fans, you know that Barney was a good bud nipper, and nip it in the bud. You're spending too much time fooling with undergraduate advising. You're spending too much time over here in service. Whatever. So, veering off the appointment duties. Getting behind in duty areas. It is never a good-looking packet to have someone has 18 refereed articles and 7 of them are published the year before you went up. You might make it, but they're thinking, this is somebody that, you know, operates like a fire truck. They squirt, and then they go dry and park in a garage. Sometimes trying to convince folks that you ought to have a different appointment, I've seen that. It wasn't with assistant professors. Actually, it was further up the line. They would say, oh, that's not what I did. I did this. Well, the people evaluating you don't care what you think it ought to be. It's what the document says. So make sure you know what your duty areas are. Recording scholarship achievements. Scholarship is what you get done in the job. That's what you want to put down. First, be sure you know what counts. That's not that difficult, but you'll have to sniff around a little bit at your institution and make sure. The obvious things in academia are usually things like refereed articles, grants, teaching achievements, awards. Those are things that cut across things. But maybe less obvious might be things such as maybe some service that you performed that was really important, that was a little bit more than just being on some committee that met once a year. Innovative funding, a different way of raising money possibly, but might be unique. Intellectual property, unusual recognition. People that show interest in your work, such as visitors, other reflections of importance. Now, I'm not going to tell you stories about what I do because I'm old and been doing it a long time, but you know one thing I put down on my annual performance document? Not anything to do with tenure, but still, I put down the visitors that come to see me. Partly so I can remember who came, and it's a good document to put them on, but also it gives a little relevance, like who would want to come and know what you're doing? So who is interested in this? And do this compilation annually. Update your CV and other documents annually. Right now, you know how many refereed publications you've got. But if you do good, you're going to lose count. You're going to forget stuff. So make sure you record it and don't let anything slip by. Now, this is a boring one, but I want to hammer this in. Pay attention to style, accuracy, consistency. You may not care, and your department head might not care when you're getting these documents together, but some P&T members will watch this very carefully. I remember one day chairing our college promotion and tenure committee, and we have executive summaries, which are single-page compilations, and a colleague sitting next to me, I glanced over at this candidate's executive summary and had red marks all over it from errors made in that one-page document. Now, it worked out okay because really what carried the load was their accomplishments, but they could have done a better job not making mistakes. How do you fix mistakes? Let some other folks look at your document that you're comfortable with. They'll catch things like misspelled words. Remember, that is really something to keep in mind. Another thing, borrow documents from colleagues, mentors. See what folks include in a tenure document and don't. Don't put the same thing down 14 times, but put it down enough times so that it will be recognized in different places. Mistakes seen, like your story, like the impact, some sort of cohesive achievement, not told well. It's not just, I did this, 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 and this, and you're adding it all up like a grocery basket and taking it to the counter. You want to have a little bit of what I've achieved. Where am I heading? Because they want to know where you're going to head in the next number of years. They're always interested in what you're going to continue to contribute. Think of this. Let's put yourself, some of you are going to be on promotion and tenure committees. You're voting on someone who's going to keep a job for the next 20 or 25 years, spending your tax money to get paid. So it's a big responsibility. Find and use mentors. Now, first thing I would do is find out if the department or the organization I work with has a mentoring program. If so, learn the process. Go to the department head or whoever and say, I want to get this started. Get it going. If you don't have one, well, figure something else out. You can find a mentor, formal or not, which can be used. At first, you may have to guess who to choose. You land in this department, you wonder, who should I get to be a mentor? Somebody that's been there a long time, it's about to play out, or somebody that you think has a lot of character, and but you're afraid maybe they've made a whole bunch of people mad, and maybe you wouldn't necessarily want them mentoring you. You have to just figure it out over time. And in the course of getting tenure, your number of years that you have, 5 or 6 years, consider changing mentors to get a broader opinions on what is valuable. What I might say is really something to focus on as a mentor might be different from someone, let's say, that's a heavy teaching component. And this broadens your exposure to ideas. And make sure, minor point, but changing mentors is something that's okay. You go to someone that's been there a while and they say, I want you to be my mentor. And then after a year or two, you want to swap to the other ones. And they thought, oh, no, I thought I was going to have them forever. Well, you just kind of want to make it understood that you might move around. And always remember, your mentors are usually voting on your tenure and promotion at some point. Keep that in mind. You go to a mentor, they give you advice, you don't follow it. Well, they'll probably notice that when time comes along. I didn't say they're going to be vindictive or mean. I just said they're probably going to remember it. Remember, your mentors, the mistake seen. No mentor. Unfamiliarity of colleagues in your progress. Not paying attention to advice. That's something to think about. You blow off advice, sometimes you get the results of that. Build collegiality. Hit the ground running when you get your job because you are the smartest and about highest-powered person you know. You come out of school smart. You're on top of things. You need to be on top of things to get out of that dang defense. However, you fixing to enter into an environment that's not quite like what you might have come from. Try to learn the dynamics of your unit. Kind of find out how this thing works, how people get along. Do all you can to have a positive relationship with your boss, department head, and his or her bosses, such as the deans and such, as appropriate. Don't be running off to the dean, associate dean all the time, skipping your department head. Consider service, supportive colleagues, but keep this in balance with your job duties. Mistake seen, not much humility coming in. Young hotshot folks that don't really have a lot of respect for their elders. Make sure the respect is recognized by your colleagues. And not appearing to kind of understand a little bit or respect the past, because some of these folks have been there a long time. And finally, know the tenure policies. Know your tenure clock. When do I go up? Find out about that. Don't let that surprise you. Utilize third year or other reviews for guidance. Those are usually more official. Familiarize yourself with tenure documents, content, format. Nothing fun about that. But you need to get a master of how to handle that. Get examples of recent documents. Folks will give you one and say, this worked. Do it like that or close. Be aware of the reviewer selection procedures. What is that all about? When you go up for tenure and promotion, they're going to send your document off to some other folks and say, what do you think about this? And your institution is going to have a system that says, how are we going to select those folks? You want to pay attention to that. Okay? That's something you need to be involved with. So what have I seen? Fully prepared documents. Not good guidance given. Not being prepared for the reviewer selection process. Not having a good relationship with your department chair or head. I would cultivate that friendship or that relationship. And remember, most, if not all, your colleagues want you to succeed. Now, there's some mean places out there to work where it's a little meaner than I'm describing it, but they want you to do well. They wouldn't have hired you if they wanted you to fail. I don't think. Minimum tenure requirements may be well below what you want to achieve as a young scientist. And you never had any much to worry about it anyway, because their standards were way higher than really what it took to get tenure. And then finally, stop and reflect on your achievements when success is in hand. Before you get back to work thinking, how long before I can go up for that full professor consideration? Appreciate what you've done. This tenure thing is an interesting experience, scares the devil out of everyone, but boy, it's rewarding. What does tenure give you? Usually it's called job security, and so it's a nice thing to have. I think that's what I want to tell you. Any questions?
I have questions.
Yes.
Go.
Well, all right. No telling what he's going to ask me. He's asked me funny things before. Yes, sir.
Do you have a question?
I don't. Go ahead.
A question in the back.
Yes, Kurt.
You said that your package sent off to other people. In your own life, how important was the ASHS to being that network of peers who were your external reviewers?
Well, the ASHS was where they were. There's a few exceptions of stuff going off somewhere, but yeah, it's people that hopefully know something about you, know something about your area of work. You know, somebody often, maybe a basic scientist, if you're applied, may not understand what even horticulture is, okay? So that serves as a great network of people that would be in the choosing pile of reviewers. And that's always key. You can't control that necessarily, but at least when you operate in the knowledge of a system, you come a lot better to making it serve you, okay? Yes, sir.
I'm going up this year.
Yep. Well, you know, you've got a system probably in your institution that says, this is how we're going to do it. We have a system now where you suggest some, and then the P&T committee suggests them, and then you pour them in a bucket and pull something out or something. One thing about it is, it depends on where you are. You tend to always want to have reviewers at a comparable or higher regarded institution, okay? You want to have reviewers that, I would say, made exceptions there, but usually you want them to be at professor level or something like that. You certainly wouldn't have an assistant professor reviewing it. Probably nothing wrong with associate, but you really want to make sure that those folks have a good record so that these people who have no idea who they are, they can see that, like, yeah, they're experts in the field. So those are a couple of thoughts.
Anybody else?
There's another question. Yes, sir. Well, it depends on your institution, you know, and I've worked at one place a long time and see it go different ways, but all within our rules. Usually in your department, you go check it. It's all written down in policies and all that stuff. Go dig it all up. But you usually have, the tenured faculty vote usually. And then like at our institution, we have a unit committee that votes, okay? The outside reviewers, they are asked different things, like, tell us about this person, comment on their stature or their quality of publications or something. Sometimes they're asked, would this individual get tenure at your institution? Okay? And then it's interesting to see people read these letters, and sometimes, oh, yeah, best there ever was, and sometimes they kind of slither around a little bit. But I tell you one thing that's interesting. It is getting more difficult to get people to review documents. And I guarantee you it's getting a lot more difficult for someone to say, I don't think this person would get tenure at our institution because we got all kinds of rules and regulations. Somebody come back finding that letter. In fact, I had an interesting experience where a candidate did not get a positive vote, and it was commented about because the best reviewer in the field didn't support this very much. So everybody ran over there and said, okay. And so I thought later, boy, I'm glad I didn't write that letter. Somebody would be chasing me down. And so that's a concern also. I don't know if that answers your question. I answer your question about like tenure is. It's kind of a slithery thing. It's kind of a snake in the grass. This hope is not poisonous. Thank you.
All right.